This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact. It's a weekly series that highlights the different ways in which the arts and creative industries can impact us socially, economically, and culturally. It also explores some of the various challenges to maximizing its potential. Our partner in the Creative Impact series is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host is President and CEO of that organization. Welcome back, Deb Pollack.
David, it's great to be back after a couple of weeks off.
Indeed. It is good to have you back. And what specifically are we going to be talking about today?
Well, David, one of the 14 disciplines that we include in the creative industries is the literary arts. And that includes the obvious authors and editors and researchers that put books together, but it also includes printing and publishing. And what may come as a surprise to some of our listeners is that the greater Ann Arbor area is a world leader in book printing and publishing, and has been for more than 100 years.
I did not know.
I know. So we're very lucky today to have Kevin Spall in the studio with us. And Kevin is the president and CEO of one of those companies, Thompson, Shore & Dexter. And he's with us to share some of the intricacies of the printing business.
Kevin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Good morning, David and Deb. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have a slight overview of what it is that you do. But Kevin, explain more specifically, what is the function of Thomas Shore?
Sure. At Thompson Shore, we have really three primary areas of business. Essentially, we do all things books. At the core of what we do is we print books and we bind books and we manufacture them for booksellers and bookstores to sell to readers. So that's the primary function. Over the last half a dozen years or so, we've begun to develop other parts of our business that are very relative to the industry right now. The one that's growing fastest is the indie publishing market, commonly referred to as self-publishing. So this is where an author who's written a manuscript can bring that to us and work with us in terms of editorial, even coaching the manuscript, and then design, and then we start to talk about how we're going to produce that. That area is growing very quickly as the industry is changing. And then the third component of our business, which is growing very, very quickly, is what we refer to as distribution, which is essentially getting the book from the printed and bound state to the reader. And that is probably the most critical component of book reading today.
Now, are you doing that direct sale through your website? Are you working with Amazon and other entities like that to get it out into the public?
We are. Essentially, everywhere you could buy a book is where we distribute books. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, through libraries, any independent bookstore has access to these books that we publish independently.
And I imagine that requires you, as in many industries these days, to be on top of the changes that are taking place in the industry that have changed over the years. It's certainly not the same way as it was 20, 30 years ago.
That's true. It's changing very, very quickly. And I joke that when I tell people that I'm in the book publishing and manufacturing industry, there's always kind of a downtrodden look that...
Are there books?
Books? There's actually still books. And it's quite surprising that books over the last few years, post-recession, have really stabilized. And just recent data indicates that they're up 2-3%, which in today's industry and manufacturing is quite strong. But part of the reason why they're up is that the business is changing quite dramatically. There are about 1 million titles published per year, and now the large majority of those books are from authors, directly from authors, going direct to readers. So the business has changed quite a bit just in the last 6 to 10 years, moving very quickly. The speed by which an author can bring a manuscript to a reader has gone from 6 to 12 months to really, at the long end, 2-3 months, including some editorial.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside my partner, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollack, and we're talking with Kevin Spall. He is the president and CEO of Thompson Shore Incorporated, book printing, publishing, marketing, and obviously distribution, as we just discussed. Let's talk a little bit about the artistic side of what it is you do. There are options for authors when they want to print their book, and it can go from the rather mundane and standard all the way up to something rather spectacular.
That's true. It's actually quite incredible how many different applications an author or designer can use to make their book look a little different, stand out a little bit. And they say, you know, don't judge a book by the cover, but that in many cases is very true. So what we try and do is educate authors and publishers about the different kinds of things they can use, materials to make their book almost extend the story. For example, just the subtle difference between using a white, bright, bluish type of paper versus a beige cream paper has a different feeling to the reader and might even connect to the story a little bit differently. So as simple as paper selection, all the way up to adding metallic foil stamping and embossing and rich design elements that some publishers use to make their books jump off the shelf.
It kind of sets the scene for the story, so to speak.
It does, yes. Probably the greatest example I have is we produced a book for Dave Eggers through McSweeney's a number of years ago called Hologram for the King.
Oh, I have that. I just touched that book the other day. It's a beautiful book.
It's beautiful, and it really does extend the story. When you look at that book, it denotes the technology that's discussed within the story, and it's just
Absolutely.
A great object to have on your shelf. He's got a new book coming out that he's doing the same type of thing, really adding physical relief to the book to really make
so
it extend the story.
Now you have a literary piece of art, but you also have a true piece of art in the book itself.
Absolutely. It's got a beautiful tactile feel to it and a beautiful look to it, too. It's visually beautiful.
So in this process, I assume you have to hire a lot of artists. You have to hire a lot of different professionals from various points of the artistic realm. What kind of disciplines are involved in the printing business?
Well, there's a wide range, and it's getting a little bit wider in terms of the skills, particularly at Thompson Shore. So at the core, as I mentioned, we manufacture books. So mm-hmm. to a great extent, we're looking for skills around the manufacturing process, printing books on paper and binding and distribution. And Washtenaw County has a lot of skilled people in those trades. Growing in regards to demand is more on the publishing side, so the designing element, the editorial skills, and of course with all the rich universities we have here in Washtenaw County, there's also a great depth of that skill set locally, and that's becoming a fast-growing area for our business and for other people in our business.
It's not something, though, that people generally think is connected directly to the arts, though. As though a publishing job is an art job. So if you're studying visual art, does that lend itself to a job in publishing? But it does, doesn't it?
It certainly does. My undergrad I'm a Bachelor of Fine Arts. So
okay.
I was drawing and painting all through my childhood and into college. And I'd never realized that the graphic arts really was that. It's an art. And I still have the joy of going in every day and I'm touching ink, and I'm smelling ink, and I'm putting paper together with
mixing colors.
Foil stamps. It's really a very creative expression in a career, and I would encourage as many people looking for art careers to pursue the graphic arts and publishing and literature as a way to do that.
So the printing industry here in Washtenaw County dates back more than 100 years. Any idea why it developed here?
It certainly developed here back in the 1800s, and it started with one printing company, Edwards Brothers. And back in the 1800s, they were printing journals, and they moved into books. And like many companies, some people left Edwards Brothers and started new companies, and now there are many in the area, four or five printing and manufacturing companies. We've extended our position into the publishing and the distribution area. But just in the printing and binding of books, there are probably close to 2,000 people in the Washtenaw County that are doing that specific function.
That's amazing. Now, and when we think of that, let's take it out even further. What other industries does the publishing industry support? Obviously, you have to buy ink, you have to buy paper. There are a lot of materials that go into the process. So your impact actually extends well beyond just getting books to the public.
It certainly does. And there's probably two different areas of the public that we support and other industries. So one is, as you would imagine, material. So we buy a lot of stuff. And that stuff is it's paper, it's thread, it's glue. We actually sew all of our hardcover
books. The required outgo before the income.
That's right. That's right. So there are a lot of companies in and around Southeast Michigan that support us in just supplying that paper and moving logistically those materials to us. We produce about 1 million books a month.
Wow.
And to do that very quickly, we have to have materials coming in multiple times through the day. So certainly from a material standpoint, but from an arts standpoint, the obvious support is for authors. There are just a tremendous amount of authors, people who want to write books, who are in the process of writing books. They just need some help. We had an author come in just yesterday. And she had a book of about 100 pages, and about every 16 pages was a different color, a different mood of paper to go along with the story, all the way to the last section, and the sheets were transparent. So helping that author convey her story physically through that book is something we do every day, and it's really what we love to do.
And to take what's in her mind to actually bring it to life.
Yeah, that's exactly
remarkable.
What we would say, it's bringing that book to life. And the first time the author sees that, it's not uncommon for tears to really start flowing. It's really a wonderful experience.
As a former designer, I know what that's all about. It's amazing. So, Kevin, you and your wife are recent to Ann Arbor. 2008, I believe you moved here. As you decided to move here and as you recruit people to work for you, what are the things, quality of life-wise, with the arts and creative community here that are you found attractive and that you use to help recruit people?
Well, there are many, but at the highest level, it's really life-work balance. We moved from the East Coast. I was working in Manhattan and doing that commute back and forth to Connecticut, taking a tremendous amount of time out of my day. When we came out here to investigate the move, I remember the first night we went into Ann Arbor and we parked, and I think it was $1.75 to park.
And extremely inexpensive compared to out east, certainly.
And the range of culture from art to music to Depot Town is a real draw. And logistics in terms of how to get around Washtenaw County to visit these great scenes. So when I'm looking to bring people to the area, it's really that work-life balance. That's what won us over. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. We've got 4 kids that have grown up here and have some wonderful memories as a result.
Well, the arts community is expansive in Washtenaw County and throughout Southeast Michigan, and obviously Thompson Shore is very involved. You're going to hold an event in later this month in October, and it's an opportunity to allow people to see what you do.
It is. Thank you for bringing that up. It's on October 21st. It's our Booktoberfest event.
Booktober. I love it.
Booktoberfest. And really, it's a celebration of authors and books and everything that goes into making books. And we've got some wonderful speakers from head of production at Knopf Random House New York coming out to speak to an author. We produced her book, Micah, 100% recycled content and recycled papers, and she has just had an incredible independent publishing experience, raised a lot of money on Kickstarter and went direct to readers and has a tremendous success story she's going to talk about. So it'll be a lot of fun. In addition to that, we're going to have beer and brats and yoga and essential oils.
Wait a minute.
Beer and brats, I get.
Where does yoga fit into the literary realm? I know we like
or
to be
October.
We like to be flexible in our reading, but that may be taking it a step further.
I think that's clearly a credit to the culture of our company. So we have yoga classes every week at the company. We have essential oil classes. So the people organizing this event thought it would be nice to work our culture into the event. So that's why we have some of these fun things going on.
Well, I think it's going to be great. And for those who don't know about Thompson Shore, it'd be an opportunity for you to kind of find out, right?
That's right. And full tours all day long.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time today. I am very grateful.
And we'll have information on that on the website, right, David?
WEMU.org. That is correct. And Kevin Spall, once again, I do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.
Kevin is the president and CEO of Thompson Shore Incorporated in Dexter. And Deb, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely.
Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for this Tuesday feature. Creative Impact is produced by the News Department and heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.